Hello everyone, welcome back to a new episode of Brew with Memling. I'm Ahmet and today we are going to brew our new Peruvian coffee from Finca Peña Blanca. As usual, I will give you a little bit of dates and background about this coffee, a bit more info about the producer and also some roast details, and then we'll dive into that really interesting coffee and also that slightly different brew method or brewing recipe that I proposed. Here, that's really like a great cup of coffee that you can brew using any sort of classic brewing methods, but here adapted to a slightly different one so it can be a little bit more fun and also really delicious to highlight some notes on that coffee. So a little bit of background about this coffee. This is really, for me, a coffee that I have in the mornings. I wanted to pair my morning bowl with a coffee that doesn't steal the show or is not overpowered by my morning coffee or my morning breakfast, sorry. So it works well with kind of pairing with sort of pancakes or a classic breakfast bowl with granola, some fruits and almond or oat milk. That's my breakfast, basically. And so I wanted to find a coffee that pairs well with that. And I found it with this great coffee from Finca Peña Blanca. And here I will start by first the sourcing partner, Collaborative Coffee Source, that worked with Origin Coffee Lab at the Origin. And it was really important to find partners that dedicate their work to find great individuals and families and help them achieve a positive impact on the long term. It's great to do something amazing and help people to produce great coffee on the instant, but it's better to do it moving on and throughout a long term period, not just 1 year. And so that's why Origin Coffee Lab was established by Alex and Jose Rivera. And they're both son of coffee farmers themselves, and they are cuppers and true graders and et cetera. And that's where they saw basically an opportunity to help farming peers find like a great market for specialty coffee from Peru, the origin country. And so here you have like a great example of amazing people who are son of farmers, cuppers, and they really see an opportunity for all the farmers to get into specialty coffee and have a better life. And the perfect example here is with Roxana Rafael. So Roxana is very young. I think she's like 28, 29-ish. Also actually, yeah, 29 years old. She's the same age as me. And she's a very young female farmer from a third generation coffee farming. And she just started working on the farm about 5 years ago. It is a very small 4 hectares land. And she cultivated also other crops to provide food for the pickers and the staff and the families. And they produce really less than 1,500 kilo a year. So it's a really small production. But that's when they met up with Origin Coffee Lab that they saw the opportunity to create amazing coffee with this farm. So a little bit about the coffee. So the region here is Cajamarca, and here it's a red bourbon variety. It's a micro lot per se because it's the lot number 28. It has been washed and fermented for 12 hours before being dried for 8 to 10 days, shaded, followed by 3-4 days in the sun. And that's where really that support from the coffee community and Origin Coffee Lab came to improve the practices and create delicious coffee that was already there. All those practices of picking the red cherries, fermenting and drying correctly, increased basically the points of a coffee that was beautifully growing in this land and provide additional income and better income for a living wage for the farmers. The elevation is 1,800 meters above sea level, so we are quite a high elevation, and this is the freshest harvest for the season. This coffee, you'll see, will taste really great with notes of honey, grapes, apple, and some milk chocolate in the back. So it's a really great coffee for morning persons and a morning breakfast, basically, morning bowls. So, little bit about the roast. This is a medium light roast profile. It's a 9 minutes 45, 10 minutes total roast time with about a minute and 40 seconds development time. So quite short here, and that's because this coffee is allows us to be in this shorter side without getting too much grassiness on the development. And for espresso roast, we are finishing 3 degrees higher and 30 more seconds to reduce the acidity. But because here we already have a very balanced cup of coffee with a lot of sweet notes coming from the honeys and the chocolates in the back, and some acidity, mostly from that sort of grapes and sort of crisp apple. So, and color-wise, we are medium light at the verge of light, basically, very in the first stage of the light roasted aspect. So let's brew this coffee. And for this recipe, I'm going to use a slightly different approach than the classic 60 grams per liter. I'm going for 65 grams per liter, using 18 grams of coffee, with 280 grams of water. Water sits at 92 degrees C, or about 198 degrees Fahrenheit. And we are also using quite soft water. So try to use something around 110, between 100 and 125 ppm in your water with 50 parts per million in the alkalinity, the buffer. And grind size wise, I am on the coarser hand of sort of pour over coffee. So by the way, I'm brewing a pour over. In this case, I chose the origami with a flat bottom brewer to really harmonize the brew, even though I kind of enjoy it with the cone shape and the V60s. But here I'm kind of wanted to change it a little bit. So I'm using, so grind size wise, if you are on your Baratza and Core or any Baratza products, that would be around 20. On your Commandante, we are at 25. And if you are counting in terms of micron, kind of an average of 700, 750 a micron. So quite coarse. And here's why. I'm going to create a blue, make a pea infusion of 80 grams of water with 80 grams of water for 1 minute. So let me start that, and then we will talk about it. And when I pour, I try to pour quite fast, actually. So he 80 grams in and 1 minute of blooming. Here we really want the coffee to degay, degas, and saturate. This is a very interesting, very fresh coffee in terms of the green coffee, with relatively high moisture content, which allows us to do quite fun stuff. And we don't have really any kind of flat taste. It's a really exciting coffee, really expressive coffee. Yeah, that's what I wanted to say. And here you really wait 1 minute. Here I can see that at 45 seconds, it's dripping, it's almost all dry, but keep waiting until that 1 minute mark. At 1 minute, we're gonna pour 100 grams. And I'm pouring 50 grams really fast and 50 grams slower. Basically, the first 50 grams is to agitate, and the other 50 grams is just to feel the weight. And here I'm gonna wait again until the 2 minute mark and do the same thing until 280 grams towards the end. The target will be about 3 minutes. That's why you need sort of quite a coarse grain size. Also, because when you pour water, you see coffee expand a little bit. And that's why maybe the first bloom it's quicker, but then it gets slower. So that's why with sort of faster pour and coarser grind size, you can achieve those fun brewing pattern. And I really like this one more and more with all the coffees as well. All right, 2 minute mark. We're gonna pour the rest. 50 grams aggressive and then 50 grams a little bit softer. You go. You really finish basically pouring up in 10 seconds for this case, and then we're just gonna let it drip. We may arrive around 3 minutes, maybe 3 minutes or five, we'll see. But one important aspect when you're decreasing the temperature. So nowadays I really enjoy that 92 degrees C, 198 degrees Fahrenheit water temperature. It offers me a lot of complexity in my coffee, in my brew, but you need to adapt all the things. And that can be the ratio, that can be the grind size or your pouring technique. And that will be also based on the coffee, but if you check out all our recipes, I often try 5-6 recipes for each coffee and try to find the best that suits that need. And we've done a little bit later, 3 minutes and 10 seconds here. It's fine. All right, so I call stop when basically all the surface is dry. I don't wait until all the coffee is like little drops, droplets. I don't really like those ends. Very astringent, very empty too. And so when you smell those coffees, oh, it's really, really sweet. You really smell that honey. Honey is a little bit kind of floral, a little bit fruity, and very, very sweet, of course. So you really have this like little honey floral aspect. Not much of the chocolate first. The chocolate will come later on during the finish. But here it's really on that grapes, really red grape, and slightly red apple. I really have like this red color when I but like soft red, not strawberry red. So yeah, I'm stirring my coffee faster so it can cool down and I can kind of give my first feedback on that one. I scored this coffee 88 points. If I remember correctly, with slightly more points on the texture and the aroma. Which really was the goal right here. And here the challenge was to get enough texture without compromising the acidity. And here the acidity is quite jammy and bright, but not sort of African bright. But still we have like a medium high acidity. Extremely sweet. When it's hot, you really have this sweet honey taste. And then slowly the grapes and the apple unrolls throughout the tongue. And in the aftertaste, we don't have it one right now because it's a little bit hot, but the back breath, this after breath, it's more sort of milk chocolatey. It's really, really, it's really pleasant aftertaste. And that's why, yeah, that's what the other point that scored a little bit higher than the other attributes was the aftertaste, the texture, and the sweetness. I generally don't pay too much attention to the aftertaste, but in this case, it was really interesting to observe how lingering and pleasant that aftertaste is. Now as it cools down, you have much more fruity notes to it, with but you still kind of remain those those soft apple, the soft grapes with this honey texture and honey sweetness. It's not like super fruity at all. It's really really balanced with sweetness and soft sort of. In the SCA, that would be considered other fruits, but we can call it palm fruits, stone fruits, or grapes, simply. So just to sum up what we've been doing with this amazing bourbon washed. It is a medium light roast with only a minute and 40 seconds development time. And here the recipe is, we changed it, the classic 60 grams per liter to 65 grams per liter. The idea was to intensify those notes. Often, if you use the 60 grams per liter or 55 grams per liter, you tend to lose slightly those higher notes, like those fruity notes, and you tend to have a little bit more generic coffee, when especially with washed Peruvian here. But here, I up the dose a little bit. I grind coarser and I use colder temperature in order to bring that brightness, that vibrancy in the coffee, and but I balance it out with my pouring technique, where I was quite aggressive in the pour, and I did basically three pours at 0, 1 minute, and 2 minutes, with a 1 minute bloom, basically, to really, really let the coffee saturate and have a really homogenized extraction. And more I have those good results with this recipe. I just made a little measurement on the extraction. This give me quite a high TDS of 1.4. So we're in a higher end of TDS. That's because we use higher ratio. And we have an extraction yield here, let me just calculate, of 18.97. So about 19%. And that's perfect for me. That's really what I try to get, somewhere between 18 and 19.5, 20%. So that's it's a great cup of coffee to pair with any morning breakfast. Thank you very much, and see you next time for another episode of Brew with Memory.